It is 7:35, another breezy and warm day ahead of us in Green Country. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. This morning, we continue our special series looking into the Bedlam Clinic at the OU Health Science Center here in Tulsa. Here's Catherine Roberts.
Tonight at the Bedlam Evening Clinic, Angela Finley is one of the lucky patients who made it through the triage process in the lobby of the OU Family Medicine Center and into an examination room. She has an abscess in her mouth.
I'm kind of scared. It kind of hurts, so I haven't been able to eat anything.
Like many Bedlam patients, she was referred here by another organization.
I went to the health department, and I was trying to go there and see if they'd see me. And they said, no, there's this. And they circled the ones I could go to. I told them I don't have a job, I don't have no income.
That's not a problem, because visits are free here at the Bedlam Evening Clinic and at the Longitudinal Clinic, to which Finley might be referred at the end of her examination. But first, she'll be seen by a student. Lisa Mask studies at OU's medical school.
Basically, I just wanted to ask what's going on and see if there's a...
This won't be a quick visit for most patients, since the medical students who take patient histories tend to be thorough. Each patient will see, but won't necessarily spend as much time with, an attending physician. OU Tulsa President Dr. Jerry Clancy says there's a good reason for that.
Oklahoma is actually ranked the most challenged of any state in meeting the primary care needs of its population over the next 10 years.
Yes, he says, we are expanding the medical schools.
But we're still not going to be able to graduate enough doctors to meet that need.
He says that fact mandates the use of healthcare teams, especially in the longitudinal clinic.
Alongside the medical students are physician assistant students, nursing students, social work students, and pharmacy students, all working as a team for the primary care needs of patients.
Dr. Janelle Witt is medical director of community health, and she teaches in the physician assistant program. Her students are among those who volunteer regularly.
My first year students come to clinic at least twice each semester, partially to keep them immersed and mostly to remind them why they're sitting in the classroom 8 hours a day.
She thinks it's one of the more exciting things they get to do.
They get their assigned times and then all of them are going, well, can we come back?
Nathan Brooks is a third-year medical student at OU. He says despite having to turn some patients away during the triage process, he still thinks the Bedlam model is effective.
I think patients come back. They get seen elsewhere. And I think we see as many as we possibly can. So I know that we're doing the most good with what we have here, and it doesn't frustrate me to turn patients away.
And, he says, the clinics are a great way for students to get experience treating patients.
I've diagnosed 3 patients with cancer here. All 3 have gotten treatment and had it paid for.
Dr. Clancy says it's even more than practical experience.
They get to be a major component of running these clinics for those people that really are very much in need. And they feel it and they own it and it's emotional.
Kidney, Morrison's pouch.
Back in Angela Finley's exam room, Dr. Stephen Thomas guides med student Lisa Mask through an ultrasound of the patient's abdomen.
All right, we got a yes on the ticklish test.
It turns out Finley's liver is slightly larger than it should be. He wants to run some more tests before he prescribes anything for her mouth.
So, I'm not in good shape, but I'm not in bad shape either.
That's absolutely right.
Dr. Thomas says he wants to get her into longer-term care, which will likely mean setting her up in the L clinic as one more patient without insurance who will receive high-quality care through the OU School of Community Medicine's Bedlam Clinics. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
It is 7:39. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS.